Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Welcome in, high school football fans. It is week 10 of the high school football season.
Whoa.
That's Steve Randall. I'm Fred Davis. Glad to have you guys on board as we do each and every
week.
Did
you say 10?
It's week 10, Steve.
We just had week one.
We just had the preseason, and here we are. You guys know how we do it here at Texas State Networks when it comes to talking all things high school football. We've had a blast doing this thing so far, and we are getting down to the nitty-gritty of district play.
Yes.
And let's go out to a district that we have been no strangers to. That's District 23-6A. We've talked to Coach Kenny Harrison. We've talked to Coach Craig Stump. Well, no better coach to talk to than, you know, one of the godfathers of 6A right now, and that's Willie Gaston from North Shore.
I don't know that's a huge difference. I think one of the biggest things is, you know, Dallas is a little bit more closer. You know, Houston's kind of spread out. You know, when you look at, you know, when you look at the thing of football right now, especially in both Dallas and Houston, with so many new high schools being open, it's kind of watering down football all around a little bit, right? You know, you're looking at how Katy's opening up a new school, the Plano schools and the Prosper schools, all the new schools that came out there. So I think the biggest difference, though, when you look at it, is it's pockets of Houston that's really well. With good football, I feel like on this east side of Houston, right here, that northeast corridor right here between the Beltway 8, I think it's a ton of talent over there. And I, if you look at the I-20 corridor with, you know, DeSoto, Lancaster, South, Duncanville, it's a lot of football players that's pretty good right there. So I think it, to me, it's about as equal as it can be, really. You know, been a product of the program from a player to coaching it for a while as assistant. You know, I don't think it's, you know, you always want to change and make sure you make doing the things that the kids like to do. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, with Coach K taking over, it was a lot of input going in from myself and guys that's on the staff. So it's the things we're doing, we all decided together to help continue to build this. So I think it wasn't much change because our name was all on the program already. And I know Coach K was the head coach, but, you know, Coach Cross and guys like Coach Wynn, myself, we all was already had our stamp on there as well to, you know, input and to keep this thing going to the way it's going right now. Man, I think you got to be careful of what they're listening to out there and who they're hearing from. You got to be careful who you let validate you and humble you, right? Again, I think it's a lot of stuff up in this program these kids have learned from us, and we try to shoot them straight on things. The biggest thing is keeping the main thing, you know. It's about getting better and preaching it to them and hoping that the coaches that you hire are doing the same thing and all that stuff. And we got great parents that understand teaching that to them as well about, hey, focusing on right now. And that's, you know, this week I was playing CD King. That's what we're focusing on. So the biggest thing, like you said, the expectations are going to be there. As a coach, you hear from, like you said, all sides. I hear from the community. You can hear from the admin. You can hear from, you know, one of your friends and stuff like that. So the biggest thing for us is, again, I control what I can control. That's getting into work today on a Tuesday, and let's get better on this Tuesday. I think it's a huge benefit because at the end of the day, you're going to face some type of adversity during those games. And none says it better than last week, right? And those are the moments right there when you think about it. You want to see how your kids handle those situations. And again, that means when you know, we're all trying to make this playoff run. We're battle tested. You know, we try to schedule guys, not just in our district, but during our preseason, who can take us to those deep waters, who can really expose us. And that's what we want to do. So our biggest thing is when you look at this district with Tyson and Summer Creek, you know, I know King is probably not where they want to be this year, but the biggest thing is you're going to find teams in this district that can expose you and that can beat you. And that's the way you want it. I don't want to play teams that I know we can win against. I want to play the teams that is, hey, we got to go out there and play 4 quarters, 48 minutes, 6 seconds at a time. We have seen some things this season that, you know, where we had some slow starts. We've seen some things where we came out and had some fast starts. We've been, again, like I said, fought through some adversity. Had every opportunity last week to quit and give up, and those guys didn't. So I like what we're
appreciate, as always, like to Coach Gaston. All right, what games are we looking at for Week 10? Stick around. We'll tell you next. It's Countdown to Kickoff right here on TSN.
Now back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that, Kelly. We continue right here on the one, the only Countdown to Kickoff. I'm Fred. That's Steve. Appreciate you, Coach Gaston. You know, look, we've talked a lot about the powerhouses in the DFW.
Of yes.
course, we had that monster matchup a couple weeks ago, which, yeah. you know, on paper looked good. Football-wise, maybe didn't play out the way we'd all hoped it would.
That's why you play the game.
That's why you play the game, Steve. Now, you did get that last week between Atascocita and North Shore. That was a game that went down.
That was a big game.
That was a huge game, and it went and it lived up to the hype with the final score, 27-23, that went down to the wire. But we want to thank Coach Gaston once again. And that whole district, 23-6A, has the Countdown to Kickoff mojo,
yeah, it does.
if we do say so ourselves. So, By the way, look, the weather's a changing, Steve. The weather's
a
changing.
Yes.
It's not the blowtorch that it's been for the last three or 4 months. And I can't take credit for saying that. That's a Mark Vandermeer special right there, courtesy of the Texans, voice of the Texans, Mr. Mark Vandermeer. But let's go out to TSN Chief Meteorologist Mr. Dan Brunoff to give you all a little hint as to how you guys should dress appropriately.
Well, East Texas and the Upper Texas Coast, bring your rain gear to high school football during the evening hours. It's going to be a rainy time, maybe even some thunder. Hopefully there won't be any delays due to lightning, but again, just stay weather aware, especially along the Upper Texas coast and also up Highway 59 towards Lufkin and Nacogdoches. These showers and storms will continue to drift north through game time, so again, bring your rain gear. Jackets really not going to be necessary, but temperatures will be mainly into the 70s. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Now, he said something I think we need to just have tattooed on us.
What's that?
Be weather aware.
Be weather aware.
Be
I'll tell you what.
Aware.
Let me write that down. Yes. That's just something you don't hear every day. I mean,
it's Dan, on a t-shirt next week.
Dan has, you know, if you guys thought you learned a lot about high school football this
yeah.
year, you learned a lot about the way weather works, and
that's right.
courtesy of one Mr. Dan Brunoff.
Especially appropriate.
Let's just give you a couple ideas of what you guys can keep your eyes out for this weekend. Of course, it is week 10, so some of these schools, this will be their final week of the regular season.
Yep.
Then you've got some buys next week. Then, of course, next week everybody's playing as far as wrapping up the regular season. We mentioned North Shore. They're playing C.E. King. Like I said, help before they go and play, I want to say it's Goose Creek. After, oh, no, I'm sorry. They play Summer Creek after that. I'm thinking of Atascocita.
Oh,
yeah, no, they play Summer Creek. Goose Creek is Atascocita's playing Goose Creek next
Summer
week, as I was.
Creek.
Yeah, no, that's going to be a hell of a matchup there.
Man.
And that'll decide the district, by the
way.
Yeah,
of course.
That's going to decide the district. Speaking of which, we've got PNG after the huge upset last week to Nederland.
Yeah.
You and I talked about this, and we might get into this a little bit more on Friday night. For them to drop from 1-9,
that's a long way to go.
Seems a little bit steep myself,
yeah.
but hey, what do I know? I'm just a regular guy talking
but
on the
Nederland's
radio.
Nederland's a real deal.
Nederland is a real deal. And then shout out to my guys and gals over in Beaumont, Texas, and Southeast Texas. Galveston Ball, they fell
yeah.
last week. They play Westbrook this Friday. Lots to get you. Don't go anywhere. All right. By the way, that Barbers Hill Galveston ball, that was four OTs is what that went to. And, of course, Galveston ball lost 62-60. They were stopped on a fourth down, it looks like, and that was the deal. So, of course, and you know, they fell out of the rankings after last week. So, I tell you what, these pollsters, man, they are, you know, no... what's the word I'm looking for here? They're strict. I guess that's the best way I can put it. I had a better phrase in my head, but it just didn't come. All right, Madisonville and Belleville. That's 11-4A. District 11-4A Division 2.
Yeah, that's going to be for the championship.
That is for the district championship. It's a good one. Well, and here's the thing. I mean, we say that. We don't want to put the cart before the horse, so to speak. But, you know, they've each got another game afterwards. So you got to think that, I guess, depending upon what happens next week, but I think you're right, right? I guess they would hold the tiebreaker.
Well,
if
here's
something
the
happened.
Thing. We have microphones, and we're like Karnak. You know, put it in an envelope, put it to our head.
That's all that matters.
We know. We know.
We do. Yeah. David, if Steve says it, it's got to be true.
That's
all right. Great stuff coming up from the Eastern region. Like I said, be sure that you guys, whatever TSN affiliate you're listening to right now, shout out to KIVY over in Crockett. Make sure you guys tune in on Friday as we take it from 10 to 12:30 to do the entire recap. All right. Coming up next, all things in the Southern region. David Sion, Cibolo Steel, coming up next.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that. We are back, and it's all things in the southern region of the state, which usually means Austin. It usually means San Antonio or wherever else we go. But let's go down to traditional 6A powerhouse, Cibolo Steel. And welcome to the program, Coach David Sions. He joined us for a few minutes to talk all things Cibolo Steel, as well as the growing football powerhouse metropolis that is the San Antonio area.
You know, I would think more than anything it's just the growth, you know, along that 35 corridor. You know, the growth of San Antonio and the, you know, New Braunfels area, especially in that, you know, where, like you talked about earlier, where Piper's at. We talked with Coach Rogers, and then we're right on the 35 corridor. We border the New Braunfels area. So there's a lot of growth out this way. And, you know, with growth, there's, you know, families moving in, whether it's military or work or whatever it might be. And, you know, that sometimes helps with your talent pool. Yeah, no, there's no doubt. You know, that's why you play your preseason games that you do, because you want to play against elite talent. And when you play against elite talent, you're going to know your weaknesses right off the bat. You know, we tell our staff, we don't want to learn our weaknesses in the district race. We want to learn our weaknesses in the playoffs. You know, the first time you get to a playoff game. So anytime you play, you know, a talented team with great coaching, you're going to find out, you know, what our weaknesses are. And we found out, you know, a couple of things defensively that we need to adjust on to help, you know, whether it was stopping the run or our RPO game, things like that, that we could, as a staff, could make adjustments to help our kids be in better situations to make plays. And then offensively, it's the communication aspect of it, whether, you know, knowing, you know, how many, you know, the defense that they were in, the coverage and things like that. But anytime that you're playing a quality opponent, you're going to find those weaknesses. And, you know, you go in as a staff, and it's our job to put our kids in a position to make plays. And, you know, like I said, you watch that film and you learn from it. And so when that opportunity comes again, that you're prepared. Yeah, you know, we've, you know, we feel good about our team right now. You know, playing some good football, you know, the later the season has gone on. And, you know, we knew we were going to have, our offense was going to be pretty good. We were returning 9 starters on the offense from last year's team. So we knew we had a shot to be pretty good there. You know, when you talk about Jalen Cooper, at receiver, Royal Capel, Chad Warner, quarterback, Jonathan Hatton, you know, they've had some weapons, you know, which you got to get the guys, the ball to those guys in space, you know, and they can make anything happen. And, you know, our offensive line, I think we had about, you know, 2 or 3 new starters with our offensive line, and they've come together extremely well protecting Chad and our running backs, you know, in the running game. Defensively, you know, our D-line was young. We graduated 3 of the 4 starters. So we were trying to fit that puzzle piece together. And then our linebacker core, you know, DeMarcus has played, our Mike linebacker, you know, he's done a tremendous job as a first-year starter for us, and it's just getting better each week, week in and week out. And then, you know, Christian Watson is one of our starting corners, and Eli Johnson, sophomore safety for us. Those guys have come a long way and, you know, been leaders on our defense. You know, coming in, we knew we were going to have a strong offensive team with that many guys returning, and we knew where the leadership was. And, you know, we're trying to find our identity on defense, you know, find out who's going to be the guys that we're going to step up and lead. And, you know, as the year has gone on, you know, having that week against Westlake, you know, helped us defensively, helped us grow up a little bit and find out who our leaders are going to be. Yeah, you know, we always separate our season in three seasons. You know, we want to win our preseason. You know, we want to come out with a winning record there. After you come out with that, you know, you achieve that goal, then we want to win a district championship. From there, it's get into the playoffs and then earn another Monday. And then, you know, with the next goal being a regional champ, then obviously from there you want to be a state champion. So, you know, our philosophy has always been taking one play at a time, one game at a time. And once you get into the playoffs and you clinch a spot, it's about earning that next Monday and you know, earning another week, because nothing's guaranteed once you get into the playoffs.
Appreciate that, Coach Science. Good stuff from him as always. And of course, you know, look, you got that that San Antonio area that you know, we've talked to Smithson Valley's coach. We talked to Coach Rogers over there at Piper. And so again, and now, hell, we had Coach Riddiman last week
from
Alamo Heights to chime in with us. So I mean, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know what's happening in high school football across the state,
we got them.
It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. Speaking of, you want to know what the weather's going to be like, and you want to know what games to look out for in the Southern Region? Of course you do. Tune in next.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
You know what I did today?
What'd you do today, Steve?
I actually had Uber Eats delivered to the house.
Get out of here!
I did.
Was it? Did they mention Kelly when they dropped it off?
They
mentioned Countdown to Kickoff when they dropped it off.
I've got one of those Ring doorbells.
Yeah,
and it's like, is this the Uber Eats guy?
Yeah.
That's what they asked on the doorbell when they dropped it off. It's like, is this
wild.
The Uber Eats guy?
It's 1984 all over again around these places, man.
Exactly.
My goodness. Yeah. You know where it's not 1984?
Where?
The weather and in the South region that we're about to delve into. What's it going to be like this weekend? There might be some precip in the forecast. I don't know. Let's talk to Dan Brunoff, TSN Chief Meteorologist.
Well, welcome to the Hill Country in South Texas. And most of you will stay dry for high school football. There will be a few scattered showers around across parts of the Hill Country along the I-10 corridor and points north during the game, maybe a few sprinkles across deep South Texas, the lower Texas coastal plain, Harlingen, Brownsville, maybe a little bit more widespread rain during the game time hours. Temperatures will be mainly holding into the 70s during the game, breezy south winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. I wouldn't grab your jacket, but again, Brad, grab some rain gear just in case. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
No wraps this week, Steve.
No, but it was appropriate.
It was absolutely. I mean, that's all Dan does.
I'm telling you.
I mean, if it's coming out of Dan's mouth, you know it's appropriate.
Yeah,
so let's get that straight right
there
now.
There you go.
All right. I know you want to give a couple shout-outs real quick.
Well, I actually do, and let me get to them all real quick. In South Texas in Corpus Christi, you love that area.
Of course we do.
It is 1440 Keys AM down in Brenham. KWHIAM and FM in Rockdale, KRXT FM, thank you. And then No Bull Radio, they cover all of South Texas down there, and they do a great
take
job.
No Bull,
that's right.
That's part of the deal over
that's
there.
It.
That's what makes them so great. All right, let's run through a few games that we've got going on in the Austin area first. We'll do a little Austin, a little San Antonio, and then a little Corpus. And this is courtesy of the fine folks over at the Austin Sports Journal. They do a fantastic job. And you know what the best part about their website is that I appreciate?
It's on the internet.
Well, it's on the... Tell you what, nothing getting past you, Steve. Did your Ring doorbell tell you that?
It is.
That Austin Sports Journal. It's on the internet.
It's amazing.
You know what the best part of it is, though?
What?
I don't have to sign up for anything. I don't have
no,
to go through...
You mean like the newspaper things?
I don't have to go through 10 different ad blockers and sign away my life history.
25 cents for 3 months.
Man, which actually is not a bad deal. this week's schedule, Vista Ridge at Hutto, 7 p.m. Fridays at Hutto, right?
Am I saying that right?
Okay, just
making
sure.
We're not going to get any calls.
I know I always get a side eye. McNeil at Manor, that's 7 p.m. on Friday. Vandergrift at Westwood, that's 7 p.m. Friday at the Kelly Reeves, and then Stony Point at Round Rock is 7 o'clock Friday at Dragon Stadium, and then real quick, Del Valle at West Lake, that's 7:30 Friday, Lake Travis at Aikens, that's 7:30 Friday at Burger Stadium, and then last but certainly not least, Bowie at Austin High, also at 7:30 this Friday at House Park. All right, we got some games to get to in Corpus as well as over in San Antonio. Don't go anywhere. Two. 2 minutes, final segment of the South. We already mentioned Cibolo Steel. They're going to be at New Braunfels Canyon this week. And then, of course, San Antonio East Central there at Schertz Clemens. And Converse Judson is at Buddha Johnson. That game is Friday at 7:30. That's 19:30 for those of you operating on the 24-hour clock. And I know a lot of you in San Antonio do. That's Friday at Shelton Stadium. That's exactly right. Speaking of Alamo Stadium, that's the place to be at 7 o'clock on Friday because Burbank and Edison. It's Burbank, and this is courtesy of the San Antonio Express News, and what is Burbank's biggest game in decades? Even Steve remembers that. The Bulldogs can secure their first district championship, and Steve was at this game. 1978 was the last time this happened. Steve, you remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah, I was 65 years old.
That's right. You want to make it so you want to know something crazy?
What?
I wasn't even born yet. And for me to say that, I don't get to say that very much anymore. I used to be able to say it all the time. I don't.
So do you
get
have this beard
it.
Just so you can say, "Hey, I'm older than you think I am"? is that what you're doing?
I just grew it out because it seemed like the thing to do.
But you keep knocking over my cane when you come in this studio.
I know I do. I know
what
I do.
Is that?
It's all, well, that and that thing of Depends sitting in the corner. great stuff from you as always. Make sure whatever TSN affiliate you're listening to right now, you tune in on Friday for more of the same hijinks from Steve and I. All right. Well, all things Northside, DM Dubs coming up next.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Welcome back in. It is the Northside All Things DFW
Welcome.
Metroplex. Yes, that's right, ladies and germs. Glad to have you on board as we do. We've already talked the east side, we talked the south side. Now let's jump out to the north side. And welcome to the program, Antonio Wiley from Capel. He's got his Cowboys squad 8-0 on the year. They were 9-2 in year one. They were 12-1 last year. They got knocked out in the third round, and they are hungry for another deep run. And I'll tell you what, after you hear Coach Wiley, you wouldn't be surprised if they make that run.
What was appealing about this job was the fact that it was a one-horse town in the middle of the Metroplex. You know, you don't have a lot of those. You know, you got your South Lakes, you've got your Argyles, you've got all this, but none of them are central right in the middle. And you look at it, you've got Coppell, that's got DFW Airport right here. You got Louisville, you got 35, 121. You've got easy access in and out. And I think you know, there's nothing like a one-horse town. You go through it and you think about the one-horse towns that have been great places, you know, your Solanas of the world, Highland Parks, you know, Duncanville right now. You got one program in town. You're the only show in town on a Friday night when it comes to high school football. And I think there's nothing bigger than high school football that can unify a town. I think you just got to keep going out every week, winning, going after 1-0. You just stack 1-0s on top of 1-0s and see where you are at the end of the year. You'll gain respect. You'll believe me. People will start to know who you are, and nobody's going to overlook you. I told our guys after we went 9-2 our first year, I said, hey, listen, let me explain something to you. You can sneak up on somebody once. You ain't sneaking up on them again, and then, you know, you go 12-1. Okay, now people understand that you're not an easy win, that you're going to go out and you're going to show up and you're going to be a tough out every year. How do you do it again? I just keep challenging our kids to push the envelope and understand that you believe. The guys in this coach's office believe. Your families believe. Our school community believes. Our community as a whole, as Coppell, believes. And that's what matters. Everybody else in the state, and as far as rankings and all that, none of that matters. We're going to show up every week. We're going to give you our best effort. And the day that that's not enough, we're going to go right back in the offseason, and we're going to find a way to push it so that our best effort is even more the next year. Man, we go as Eddie goes. You know, it's Eddie G. We call him Eddie G. And he's a phenomenal leader, phenomenal team leader. He jumps in there, and he's the guy that shows up and works every day. Nobody on this team outworks him. And I got a bunch of hardworking kids. That's one thing we're going to do. We're going to show up day in and day out, put in the work to be successful. And our kids understand that it takes hard work. And you get, you know, football's that one space in life still, I think, where you get what you work for. And so – Edward, I mean, like I said, I couldn't say enough about him as a leader. Now you start talking about it as a talent. He has the arm talent to make every throw. But, you know, I think what people don't get to see is his preparation. He lines up and he prepares like a coach. He's going to watch a lot of video. If you give Eddie something that we hadn't practiced, he's going to be able to come to the sideline and tell our coaches immediately without us hearing it from the box. Hey, we, I know we practiced it this way all week, but this is what he did to me. And it gives us an opportunity to get it fixed. And then, you know, he's throwing to some really talented young men. You know, you talk about Tucker Cassano, you know, and Harry Hasman. You know, those guys are, you know, Harry, I think, got 25 catches for 800 and some yards and 11 touchdowns. That's over 30 yards a catch. And Tucker's just great hands. He's a big physical receiver. And I think, you know, he's got D1 offers. And then we got a really good run game that's developing. Our O-line took some time to grow and develop, and they're getting better week in and week out, and they're led by some senior heavy guys. And then, you know, you get into our defense. We got some really strong defensive captains and leaders there also. And, you know, Weston Polk, Blake Isbell, you know, you name it. We've got a few of them. Alex Krause, you know, Seth Carruthers. We've got a bunch of them that are playing really, really at a really high level. Play clean football. Go out and execute at a high level, and I think be physical, because I'll tell you this, the physical teams win in November, late November, early December. You can finesse your way to some wins when you're just, you know, more talented, or you just execute at a higher level. But at some point, the rubber's going to meet the road, and you got to be willing to be physical.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, all right, all right. Shout out once again to Coach Wiley, and we'll recap a little bit of what he said. And, of course, that district is up for grabs after the Coppell football team. And, hey, maybe one of Fred's teams that he's been on the bandwagon. You know, I'm on so many of them, it's hard to keep track of them all. I mean, it really is, Steve. It really is. But
which,
you know,
card are you going to hit your horse to?
Just, hey, all of them. All of them. Lots of games to get to. Don't go anywhere. He's Steve. I'm Fred. Don't go anywhere.
To Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that. Once again, big thanks to Coach Antonio Wiley from Coppell. He's got that Cowboy squad at 8-0 on the year, and they are rolling. Before we dive into a little bit about that district and kind of what's ahead for the entire DFW here in Week 10, once again, and weather is kind of wonky. There's supposed to be a storm as well. Cold front, whatever the heck you want to call it. You know what? Don't take my word for it. Listen to one Dan Brunoff.
It's high school football again here across North Texas, and you may want to bring some rain gear. There's going to be some scattered showers moving in from the south close to game time, and especially by the end of the game. Again, not everyone will see rain, but again, I keep an umbrella handy just in case, or a poncho. You don't need any heavy coats or anything, because temperatures will be pretty much in the 70s during the entire game, maybe some mid-60s along the Red River Valley by game's end. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
It's easy for him to say. Get a little choked up there talking about that. That's how emotional he gets about it, ladies and gentlemen.
He does.
That's how emotional he gets about the weather.
He loves it.
He really does. He really does. Don't bring a heavy coat, though. Not necessary.
But it will be appropriate if you bring a light little covering.
Goes without saying. Yeah. Goes without saying. Yeah. A poncho, even.
Yes.
That's first we've heard that this year.
There you go.
First poncho sighting we've heard all season. Real quick, Edward G. That was Edward Griffin, the quarterback that he's referring to for Coppell. The 6'2", 200-pounder, three-star quarterback out of Coppell is going to Baylor next year. So
Sick'em
obviously,
Bears.
Hey, Sick'em, that's your boys right there.
That's where I went to school.
You got the Baylor, you know. Are you excited about him?
Sick'em Bears. There you go. I hitched my wagon a long time ago.
Eddie better get used to it.
Yeah.
Eddie better get used to it. All right. So, what game is kind of on the Steve Randall?
Well, if you're talking about this, and we're talking about district championships, Louisville is 5-3.
Yeah.
Denton Guyer 6-2. They've secured playoff spots, but this matchup that they're playing Friday is going to determine seeding.
Mm-hmm.
Now, both teams are tied at 4-1 in district play. They both lost to Coppell. And the winner's going to take a step closer to securing that second seed in the district. And so if you're talking rankings as far as like rusher, you know, per game, Denton Guyer's 18th in the Dallas area, and Louisville is 16th. Denton Guyer has 208 points. They're about 36, 37 points a game. And then Louisville is 37, 38 points a game.
Yeah.
So they're pretty much, you know, neck and neck. So this game is going to be huge.
No, it absolutely is going to be huge. Some other games that we're looking at, courtesy of the Dallas Morning News. You got Walnut Grove and Melissa.
Oh, that's big.
You got Lancaster and Waxahachie. That's a district matchup right there. And then you already mentioned Denton Guyer and Louisville.
Yep.
And then finally, Richardson and Lake Highlands. We got a couple other games we'll get to, plus a PT peer or two. Plus, don't forget, we got Mark Richardson from KBST joining us, talking all things West Texas, coming up here in just a few. Don't you go anywhere. He's Steve. I'm Fred. It's coming out to Kickoff right here on Texas State Networks. All right, let's wrap up this DF dub. I know you want to break down this district real quick, but I got to give a shout out to Sachse running back Brendan Haygood. Sachse's got a 7-1 record right now, so they're looking good. But they in their 55-21 district win over South Garland last week.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan Haygood, all my man did was carry the rock 17 times. For 358 yards and four touchdowns. So shout out to our kid, Brendan Haygood. Hell of a performance from BH.
And he got a lot of sleep that night.
Boy, he sure did. Hell, might have let him sleep in the next day. Who knows?
That's it. Well, what I wanted to talk about real quick, we just got a minute left, is what Prosper Walnut Grove is doing over there in District 4-5A. It's only their second season. They took the lead after they beat Lovejoy this past Friday.
Right.
So they hold the district tiebreaker over Lovejoy, who's now in second place. And they face another big test this week against Melissa. Melissa, 5-3. They're 4-2 in district. Now, a win, I guarantee you, that would secure the first district title in Walnut Grove short history. And that's going to eliminate Melissa from playoffs big time. However, if they lose,
yeah,
I think it's a toss-up, and that doesn't get decided until the final week.
Well, there's only one way to find out if they win or lose.
They got
to
play.
Well, they got to play, and then you got to tune into this show. Well,
this one,
more or less this one,
okay.
Friday from 10 to 12:30. That's 10 p, by the way, with Steve and I, and we'll tell you exactly who won and what is next. Speaking of what's next, we're talking West Texas. We're talking Mark Richardson. Don't go anywhere.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Welcome back in. It is Countdown to Kickoff. We've done the North. We've done the South. We've done the East. And we saved the best for last. And maybe the best voice of last for last. The one, the only, Mark Richardson from KBST. Friend of the program and just all around grade A human being. Mark, glad to have you on board. Look, we had you on about a month ago, and we were just getting into the thick of football season. And now we're getting down to the proverbial nut-cutting time. We got 2 weeks left in most cases, and of course, you being the voice of the Tacoma Bulldogs, let's call it what it is, in District 4-3A, Division 2, you guys got your work cut out for you these last two games.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is we've got to win out, and then we may need some help, but as of right now, we can finish as high as second, or we can be out of the playoffs at fifth. So with 2 weeks left, it is a really weird, jacked-up district. So the two games we have left are, in my opinion, winnable games. I really think we're going to come out on that and, you know, maybe finish as high as second in the district and get a good seed for the playoffs.
Well, it looks like, I mean, you know, the Walhawks, obviously, right now, they're kind of the quality, you know, the class of the district right now. But you've got a Stanton Buffalo team that, you know, is coming, that, you know, will be at your guys' place. And right now, they're 2-0 in district. What is it, though, again, what is it that you like about your chances this Friday?
Okay, well, first of all, you know, Stanton, that's been a rivalry of ours for a long time. They're a much improved team, but, you know, I think, and I don't want to badmouth them because we cover them too.
Of course not.
I just think they're a year out from being really where they want to be. The other good thing is when we played Wall on a 29-player roster, we had seven starters out due to injury.
Oh,
and,
man.
And I'll go ahead and say this because it'll be too late before to let them know, but we get all seven of them back Friday against Stanton. So.
Don't tell them.
That's a big deal. That's a huge deal.
It's a huge deal. I've never seen a team get more ravaged by injuries than we have this year, and they've all been key roles. And when you're talking about small 3A schools, one player goes out, that's three positions you got to fill, you know.
So and hell, seven's half the team almost when you talk about starters and what have you. So, okay.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're looking forward to seeing how that plays out, and we'll be keeping our eyes out on it for Friday. And then, of course, I know you guys over at KBS team, first of all, you guys do a fantastic job over there. A little bit what's going on with Big Spring and Forsan.
So, Big Spring and Forsan are in the exact same situations. The districts are wide open. Big Spring can still finish anywhere from second to fourth with two games left to go. Forsan could actually finish anywhere from first to fifth in their district with only two games to go. So I've never seen chaos like that, like I've seen in the brackets and the rankings out here this year. All of them are all three of our schools have improved every game. You know, Big Spring had a big slip up this last week, but I think every team has one of those every year, and it'll come down to how do we rebound. All three of them, Jason Phillips at Forsan, Kenan McWilliams at Big Spring, Chris Joslin at Kahoma, they're the classiest guys in the entire state in coaching. They know how to get these guys up and ready. They're going to finish strong and do okay.
So despite, you know, six straight losses, the last two games keeping Forsan in the district race, the win over Azona actually could give them a chance to claim a share of the title, correct?
Yes, absolutely it could. And if you go back and look at their non-district schedule, I want to say it was something like 17-3, you know, the teams they played. I mean, they scheduled a murder's row. And, you know, so now they're in a district that's tough, but they prepared themselves for it. So, I look for good things. Ozona's going to be really tough. They've got some big players. We're playing them there. It's a hard place to play. But again, I go back, you got Jason Phillips as your coach. Mm-hmm. You're in okay shape.
No, you absolutely are. Well, Mark, great stuff from you as always. We'll make sure that everybody tunes into KBST, and we'll make sure to give you guys some love on Friday as we do a little recap and shout out KBST.
Steve, Chris, we love you. Thank you for everything.
Absolutely. I appreciate you, Mark. That's the one, the only Steve Randall. I'm Chris. Lots to get to. Don't you go anywhere. We'll tell you what kind of weather to get ready for. Do you need a wrap? Do you need a poncho? We'll find out next. Don't go anywhere.
Back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Shout out once again to big thanks. Shout out, just superb job.
Yes.
Mark.
Just love him.
Doing the Lord's work over there in Big Spring. And I just want to thank my alter ego, Chris, as well, for the fine work he does.
You know, I think I like the alter ego, Chris, a little better.
He's such a kinder, gentler fella.
Yeah.
If we do say that. Fred, he's snarky. Snarky.
Yes, he is very snarky.
Very snarky.
Yes,
very
he kicks snarky. My cane off all the time when he comes
That's
in.
Right.
Now, didn't Garth Brooks do that? Do the Chris Gaines?
Yes. So, and nobody remembered it because it was terrible.
So is this what you're doing?
According to Mark, I guess I am.
Okay.
It's okay.
Let's do the weather.
Let's do the weather. I'll tell you what, it's supposed to be a little precip this weekend, but don't take my word for it. Let's listen to TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff.
It's Friday night lights again, and the weather here in West Texas shouldn't be too bad. Temperatures will be in the 60s during game time, falling into the 50s by the end of the game. Could be a few spotty showers in the eastern Permian Basin, but I think most of us will stay dry, so you won't need your umbrella. And you won't really need a jacket either, except after halftime, as again, temperatures will be falling into the mid to upper 50s. No wind to speak of, really, as well. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Dan, appreciate you, big man. Just great stuff as always. I mean, if you don't know what the weather is by now, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, because we definitely tell you.
We absolutely tell you. All right, let's take a gander at some of the games in the Amarillo region going down this weekend. And, of course, Thursday, any big Halloween plans for you, Steve? What's your go-to candy, by the way?
Oh, it's definitely Reese's.
A Reese's guy,
yeah,
huh?
I'm a Reese's guy. Whether it's Christmas or Halloween.
Doesn't matter. Nope. I got to ask you a question, though. Have you ever heard of Nutrageous?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
You had to think about it. You had to dig deep a little bit because that wasn't a popular.
I hadn't had one in a while.
It's been a while. What were their more popular candies? We asked that because we did a little top five of candies the other day on the show.
Nice.
All right. So here we go. And look, you guys know that the one thing about Texas high school football, you might have games on Thursday. Of course, you're going to have some on Friday. And then the few stragglers on a Saturday. But looking at the Amarillo region, Thursday, October 31st, that's Halloween for those of you scoring at home. District 1-1A, Booker at Will Dorado. That's going to go down at 7 o'clock. And these games are all at 7 o'clock unless otherwise noted. District 2, 1A, Division 1, Hart at Happy. Yes, that's right, Happy. District 2, 5A, Caprock at Tascosa. Mm-hmm. And then Friday, you've got Claude at White Deer. And this is that's a District 1, 1A game. Miami at LaForge. Now, that's at 7:30. Spring Lake Earth at Cress. And then Patton Springs at McLean at 7. And then finally, in District 5, 1A, you got Spur at Valley and Silverton at Lorenzo. All right, we've got a handful of other games to get to as well, maybe a player or two to notice, and then get you on your way for Week 10. That's Steve. I'm Fred. This is Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Radio Networks. Here we go, final segment of the program. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give a big shout-out, as always, to Coach Willie Gaston, to Mark Richardson, to David Sions, as well as to Antonio Wiley for checking in with us and giving a little state of their program. We got to give a shout-out once again to Sunray quarterback and safety Armando Lujan. We talked about that game last week. That was a game that we were keeping our eyes on, and Sunray, and this is a Steve Randall special, okay?
Sunray's for real.
Sunray is for real, and of course, a lot of that has to do with the fact that Armando Lujan was an absolute among boys last week. 409 yards passing, 5 touchdowns, 71 yards on the ground, 2 tutties, and then a pick 6 on top of it. So Armando had himself a day.
Well, jumping down, this is another out in West Texas. I jump all the way down to 1A, Richland Springs at Rochelle. This is going to be for the 15-1A Division II title. Let me say, Richland Springs the favorite. They're number 2 in the state. They're going to bring home probably the 10th state title. There are 8 know this season. They've won every game by 45 points or more.
Wowzers.
And Rochelle hasn't beaten them since 1992.
Rochelle. Now, the journey from Milan to Minsk.
Exactly. So they come into the season, Rochelle, should I say, come in ranked 11th.
Yeah.
And they're going to do their best. But Rochelle, I think, is they're ripe to...
To the upset? That's all we can ask for, Steve. That's all we can ask for.
I still think Richland Springs.
You know, you want to know how you find out?
You got to listen.
Tune in on Friday, 10-12:30 on this exact same TSN radio stations. We'll see you then. Good night. God bless.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.